Hi, I'm Christine from Massachusetts, and on my Disney and running Christmas list, here are my items. I would love a Lululemon gift card so I can get some new running gear. I would also love entry to a Run Disney race because I think they're about as expensive as my car payment nowadays. And I would also like some good gloves that have the tech fingertips so I could use my iPod and my phone better while I'm out there running.
Hello, this is Mike Paxton from Boulder, Colorado, and I just thought I'd send in my wish list for this year. Sort of got two things on my wish list for running. First would be a new pair of Yak Tracks here in Colorado. It gets pretty snowy and icy, and something that I can easily put on my shoes and take off depending on the conditions. Mine are sort of destroyed from last year, so I'd love a new pair of those. And secondly, my trusty Garmin 305, which I've had for a few years now. The battery is dying on it, and so look at that new Garmin watch. The Garmin 910 is one that I've looked at. If I want to get into triathlons, it looks pretty sexy. Maybe a different one, not really sure, or at least to replace the battery in my Garmin 305, which does not look very easy to do. So yeah, that's all for me, and have a Merry Christmas, everyone.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 22 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and on the show today is, who's on the show today? Oh, okay, let's start off with Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
Hello, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing well for whatever day it is.
I have a wicked big shout out today. I actually ask people every weekend who is running, and so I wanted to name everybody who did some running or cheering this weekend, and that is Jeff Richardson, Colin Buchanan, Ulady, Emerson Pratt, Megan Biller, let's see who else, Melissa Ayanato, Heather Melito Denzin, Tim Tostin, our buddy, was cheering, Kate Rowan, Chris Trawick, Aaron McDonald Moss, Joseph Kalinske, Christine Griffin, Susan Dedkowski, Brenda Dix, James Ward, Jill Dillinger Fox, and Rich Gehring, and I think that I got everybody, but if I didn't, I'll get you on another show. Hey, everybody who ran this weekend, good for you. I know people are ramping up with their really long runs for their 5K, their half, or their full, so good job, everybody. That's who I wanted to say hi to.
And I'm sure they're all saying hi back. Also on the show today is Sock Geek, Steve Bernhardt from Capital City Running. How you doing, Steve?
Greetings, everyone. Yeah, I'll double your shout out, Michelle, to all those folks out there pounding the pavement, getting ready for their big events that are coming up. So congratulations, everybody.
Yay. A lot of pounding going on out there, a lot of running. We have a special guest tonight. She hails from Pennsylvania and is a big-time Philadelphia Eagles fan. Her name is Helen Dunn. Welcome to the show, Helen.
Hi, everybody. Nice to be here.
Hello, Helen.
Helen is here to help us discuss a very, very timely and seasonal topic. And with the only person who could do a good job of introducing this topic is Michelle. So I'm going to turn this over to Michelle to get us going. Michelle, if you would please.
Sure. So the reason we asked Helen on the show is because I'm going to make Helen's head big, as it is well deserved. Helen is a great mentor to other runners. She has a lot of experience, and I always say two things about Helen. Number one, I want to be Helen when I grow up, even though she's younger than me. And the other thing I say about Helen is Helen makes me do what, Helen?
Buy things?
Yeah, spend a lot of money. She makes me spend a lot of money. So we thought, who would be? She knows so many great running things to get, and So we thought she'd be a great person to have on our show, where we're going to talk about things that you might want to get your runner for the holidays. So what we are going to do, the plan is we're going to go head to toe. We're going to talk about technology and then other things. We're going to talk about our gift-giving ideas, and then we're going to talk about what people on either – we had some people call in and leave what they thought they wanted, and also people wrote some things on our website, so on the Facebook page. So we're going to start with what do you want to put on your head as a runner? And I'm going to start off, and then I'm going to – pass it on to you guys. We may not be able to get to all four of us for all of these things because we'll be here for 2 hours. But the first thing I want for my head is I am running the marathon, and I really want a Disney marathon hat, running hat. So, Helen, what do you think would be a good thing to get a runner for a head?
I am running in the winter time now, obviously, and what I like most and want most are fleece ear warmers, and especially the kind that have a hole for your ponytail in the back of your head.
Ooh, see, she's so good. I just say hat. That's a great idea. Guys?
Steve?
Mike?
I think we're going to be doing most of the talking
something,
on this show.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, head sweats makes a great hat that's got a built-in sweatband, and I could I sweat like crazy down here in this heat of Texas. So for Christmas, I would like to have a couple of head sweat hats to keep the sweat out of my eyes.
Oh, nice. Mike?
Snug Buds.
Oh, good idea.
Which is I've been wearing a certain kind of earphones, and I'd like some Snug Buds so that I could have better control over the volume, so I don't have to turn up too loud, or I can turn it down softly or whatever, but I often thought about getting them. Maybe I will. Maybe at the next expo I'll buy some.
You're actually going over to the technology section, but we'll allow it. We'll allow it.
Okay.
So, all right, for the neck, this is the Helen recommendation, and I ran for the first time today in my buff, which is, I guess is something that they use on Survivor that I've never seen Survivor, so I don't know, but went into Eastern Mountain Sports last night, and they have a whole display on different types, and it's a gator, but you can use it in about 27 different ways. And my friend Christine and I were actually modeling all that. You can make a pirate hat, you can make a hairband out of it, but it's just it's a light, you know, just a loop that you can do many, many things with it. And when I went out on my long run today, I just had it around my neck, and at a certain point I had it over my nose. My nose was a little cold, but you can do lots of things. Helen, what do you think for the neck?
Well, the buff is the great thing, although I do have a thing called turtle. It's like a turtle fleece. That's kind of just like a warm, fuzzy thing, like it would be an ear wrap, only it's for your neck.
Oh, cool.
I'll have to look. I should go dig it out.
You can post it on the Facebook page afterwards. Steve or Mike?
Nothing for the neck right now. That's one of the benefits of living in Central Texas.
Yeah, so that's good. Mike? You can pass.
I will pass.
So we're going to be easy to shop for.
So now we're going to get into the torso area. Kelly Nelson, one of our listeners, wants some Under Armour. A lot of people said that too, to keep them warm. Torso? Helen?
I know what I have some I'd like
to
have.
Okay, Steve, go ahead.
I didn't mean to step on you, Helen, there. But and this isn't for running, but Disney always puts out these great polo shirts at the events, you know, like the marathon shirts with the polo.
Ooh, nice.
And I have kind of a collection of those from past events. So for Christmas this year, I want the one for the 2013 event.
Nice.
So that's what I want for my torso.
Helen?
Well, I will chime in backtracking to the neck to say it's called turtle fur.
Oh, thank you.
And for my torso, I just ran 2 days in a row in cold, misty rain and made me wish very much for a waterproof running jacket.
Oh, Brooks has a really nice one.
Yes, the Brooks Nightlife in pink and yellow is the one I want, if anyone would like to get it for me.
I would like that too. I've seen that at the expo, and I've drooled, and it's wonderful. Mike?
Just a black Under Armour compression shirt would be good.
Yeah, that's your favorite Under Armour. Okay, let's go to the hand. So Kristen Estrego has what I've heard a few people mention this, and I saw them actually at Marshall's last night. It's gloves that you can wear and use your iPhone with. So they have that little special touch thing on the forefinger. And I also like those the hand warmers, just a package of those, because I wear them all. I use them all the time when I'm running in the cold. I put them on my ears. I do everything with them. Hands, Helen?
I am wishing for the iPhone gloves, too.
Oh, nice. Steve?
Since I don't have the problem with the cold down here, but with the heat, there is a company that recently came out with these things. You actually put them in the freezer, and then you hold them in the palms of your hands when it's hot out and you're running.
Oh, really?
And it's supposed to help keep you cooler.
So is it like those hot tacks?
I'm a little skeptical, but I want to try them.
Are they square? Or are they?
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess it's a metal that really that holds cold in it, but you don't have the metal against your hands. But yeah, you hold them in the palm of your hands, and I would think historically I've done things where you're holding a cold water bottle in your hand or something. It seems to cool you. These things are supposed to have a cooling effect. They're supposed to be good for up to like 30 minutes. And I've been wanting to try them. So when I think of my hands, I think of trying to keep cool rather than staying warm.
Do you know what the company is?
You know what? I'm going to try to, before the end of the show, I'll try to find the name of that, for the name of that product.
Okay, great. Mike?
I believe that Zensa, who does the compression sleeves, they have a product out called the Smart Touch Glove, which enables you to do a lot of things with your gloves that you would normally not be able to do, especially if you take your if you take your iPhone. It's the only glove that I know in which the forefinger and the middle finger has something on it that allows you to actually use your iPhone. If you try using your iPhone with the regular gloves, you can't because of the touch or whatever. I'm not sure exactly what the sensor thing is, but these Zensa Smart Touch gloves allow you to do that. So if you're running, they keep you warm. And if you want to do things with your iPhone, you can do them with your iPhone.
Now, as I mentioned when I talked about these a few minutes ago, we have Marshalls up here in the Northeast. I don't know. It's just a discount clothing chain. But I saw them for $10. You can get them. But I also like just the cheap mittens the cheap gloves that you get from Marshalls. I like those as a stocking stuffer because I use those and discard them for the longer races. Okay, so let's talk about your legs. So Liz Pratt on our Facebook page talked about a company that I really like a lot. Mike, you know that I like this. Lululemon. She wants some Lululemon training pants. And for me, anything Lululemon is great, except for one thing. You have to take out a second mortgage on your house to be able to afford it. But everything I have from Lululemon is great stuff. So what about legs? Anybody?
I am wishing and wished it so hard I bought them for myself, a pair of full-length CWX compression tights.
Oh, now that was another influence that Helen had on me. I actually wore mine today for the first time, and they're great. They're great. Why do you like them, Helen?
I think they're really comfortable and help me stand up straighter when I'm running. And I will admit, I am not one for core exercise, and I think this helps compensate for my laziness by holding me in all the right places. I just think they're great for really long runs.
So one of the things that I noticed about them, because mine came this week, I got a 3/4 pair and then a long pair. There was a big discount at City Sports this week, is that I felt like I had to be Harry Houdini to get in and out of them. But but when I was running, I could actually feel, because they're sort of gathered and they pull at different places. So I have IT band issues. So it was kind of like pulling down my whole IT band area. It was kind of like stabilizing my knee area. So I thought that they were great. And Steve, you'll be happy to know I did not put shorts on top of them.
There you go. I'm proud of you.
So anything else for the legs? Anything from your store that people like to get, Steve?
Does that include like things like compression leg sleeves?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I'm a big advocate of compression leg sleeves. Help reduce that muscle vibration, help reduce cramping, reduce fatigue, which is going to extend your endurance. I've had a little a little issue with my tibia in my right leg and put a nice compression sleeve on that, and that's helped to alleviate that. So I'll tell you, if anybody's having any calf issues, Achilles issues, fatiguing issues, or they're cramping in their calves, I would say try a compression calf sleeve. And I've got my eye on a couple of new ones that are out there. One from an outfit from Australia called Compress Sport. Very nice. So that's on my Christmas list.
What makes them very nice?
The compression profile is really strong. It's well designed. And just the feel of the material that this particular manufacturer uses is just very comforting. So I think those two, I think the quality of the garment itself, and then also the feel.
Yeah, a lot of people, Beth Zoyce on our Facebook page also said she wants some compression socks too. And they can be kind of expensive, aren't they? About $35 to $40?
Yeah, you can get in the door for about $35 and you can go all the way up to $70.
Yeah. Wow, $70. And there are lots of fun different colors, including tie-dye. What about you, Mike? Legs?
Yeah, I'd like some legs for Christmas.
Yeah, you've been having issues. We'll get you some new legs. We'll make him bionic. We can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Make him faster, make him stronger. Yeah, that's what I want.
All right, so let's go on to technology, something that you guys all know that I love. And on our Facebook page, Michelle Camber, Emerson Pratt, and Danielle Meisen all want the same thing, which is a GPS watch. Emerson wants the Garmin 910 XT, which I think is the new one. I don't know. So, Steve, can you tell us what GPS watches are good for runners, the most popular?
Well, I'll tell you right now, the nice thing about it is you know, the technology that used to cost you, you know, the features that used to cost you $350, $400, $450 three, four, 5 years ago now, you know, cost you significantly less. So, you know, I guess the best advice I've got to people is, you know, is buy what you're going to use. You know, don't buy a $500 unit if all you're looking for is, you know, is distance, pace, and activity time. You can buy a great unit like the Forerunner 10 for $125. And, you know, that's going to cover, you know, the needs of probably about 95 to, you know, plus percent of all the runners out there. So Soleus makes a great GPS watch. I've got a new one. I've got a Polar RS800 on my Christmas list. That's not GPS based. That's actually accelerometer technology, where I wear a little shoe pod on my shoe that has the ability to measure the velocity and the distance of your leg swing. So I like to do a lot of long distance trail racing, and that often doesn't work well with GPS technology, either for duration or, you know, you have signal drop issues because of the foliage or you know, topography. So, but that's Polar 800 is definitely on my Christmas list this year.
Did you say it measures the velocity of your leg swing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so what do you do with that information?
Then it goes into an algorithm that will give you real-time pace and distance.
Wow. My goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Anybody else for technology?
I would like to recommend to people who need a little motivation in the winter running is to get or wish for the Zombies Run app for their telephones.
Great idea.
Which make your, you know, weekday runs a little more exciting by adding zombie chases.
Yeah. That's...
What is it? Tell us more about that, please, Helen.
Well, it's an app. I know it started with iPhone, but I'm pretty sure it's available for Android now. And it tells you a story while you're running, and it's about a zombie apocalypse, and you are one of the survivors, and your runs turn into missions to gather supplies for the base and collect medical things, and I can't even remember all the things they have you doing, but you have narrators and occasionally chases of zombies that you need to get faster to evade them.
Oh, so you're listening to this, and then like you're hearing the story, and then they're like telling you, like, they're on your back, get going,
exactly.
Kind of, run, that kind of thing.
And there's like a beeping noise that they're getting closer.
You can hear them coming. And the nice thing is that it integrates with whatever playlist. So I use my workout music playlist, so it will play your music, and then it will kind of chime in at, you know, certain intervals after every song or two and say, you know, we're at the base station and we need you to run to the hospital because they're on their way. And it's
wow.
Really fun. It's a fun way to mix it up.
That sounds awesome. I got to seek that out. What's it called again one more time?
It's called Zombies Run. And
Zombies Run.
It's an expensive app, but it is very well done.
Sounds like it's worth it.
It's been on sale a few times too. I've seen it for cheap, like $5, but it might be, I think, $6.99.
Yeah, it's at least $6.99. I think it might have been $7.99 when I got it, but that was quite a while ago.
Yeah. So I'm going to say one thing I would love, and my friend and wonderful advisor to the show, Fred Block, and I are both technology geeks, and he's my technology enabler, just like Helen is my running gear enabler. And he pointed out a great new Bose headset called the Bose MIE2i, and it's a really nice headset for running. This one happens to be particularly for running, and it goes for about $120. So
is it wireless?
No, it isn't. But there are some wireless headphones too that, you know, will work with your phone and Bluetooth. But it works as kind of like the new, you know, the iPhone headsets where you can talk on the phone if you want to, but just really good sound quality. So
isn't Bose is known as the not to let any other sounds come through kind of a thing, right?
It's like noise canceling, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that would kind of freak me out. You know, I just got a new pair of some vendor sent me some earbuds, and they sealed out everything so good. Now I only had to turn my iPod up to about a quarter of the volume that I normally need to, but it very much disoriented me, because it's so isolated. I didn't hear a foot strike anymore. I didn't hear anything, you know what I mean?
Wow.
That I normally do, that it really kind of threw me off. So I, for me personally, I need to hear a little bit through my headphones.
So you couldn't hear a biker coming up and saying on your left or something?
Yeah, just anything. You just kind of lose. I felt like I was kind of in a tunnel. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, so I don't want those for Christmas.
Well, I'll take your – if the vendor sends them to you, send them on to me, because I'll take your – because I could see myself using them in other situations too, at the gym or something.
Sure.
Mike, any technology for you?
Actually, you guys were mentioning, and I just had it and I lost it. There's a product that Plantronics puts out, and it's a Bluetooth ear. It's like a combination earphones and mic, and it's Bluetooth, and you can use it to it's marketed as something that runners could wear, and allows them to communicate with their iPhone, which is in their iFitness belt or whatever, and it's wireless, and you can stick with the outside world. You can control all the music, and basically it keeps you in contact with the outside, with the rest of the world when you're going out on those long runs. I think it sells for about $80, and it's put out by Plantronics. I just don't remember the exact name.
Yeah, I have a set that I bought, and I don't know. I must have small ear canals or something, but I'm trying to look here in my little electronics box here. But they're Jabra, and they're Bluetooth, and you know, so they don't have you charge them up just like you would a Bluetooth thing in your car. The problem is for me that they just fall out all the time. So I don't know if they're made for men or, but there are a lot of different types like that. They're kind of neat. I mean, if it stayed in, I would use it more often, because I could answer my phone if I'm running with my phone and talk on it. It's just too big for me. So I'll give it to you. I got clean it off carefully and re-gift
it. This one's called, it's called the Plantronics Backbeat 903 Plus. It's Bluetooth stereo headphones with a mic. And it says, make sure you never miss a beat with music and calls streamed wirelessly from your iPhone or iPod Touch. Actually, you know, I don't even know if it's something that I would want to use as I'm running. So scratch that.
Why is that?
Well, I don't know. It looks kind of, I mean, it doesn't, there's no discussion of, it's people on the go. You know, it's like if you're walking around. I mean, if you walk around with this thing, it looks kind of weird. It looks like a headset that's resting on the back of your neck. But it might be something to consider.
Okay. So, any other technology things before we move on?
Just real quick, I found the name of that cooling device.
Oh, great!
It's called the Bex Runner, BEX Runner. It's actually here in Austin company here in Austin, Texas. Believe it or not, Austin company trying to find something to keep you cool. But there's a lot of research out there that actually shows that actually you can increase performance by using things that cool your blood when you're carrying in your hands. So it's something that they came out with that I haven't yet to try it, but it sounds very interesting. So other hot weather climate people out there, you need something to improve your performance in hot weather, try the Bex Runner.
Oh, great. So on our Facebook page, I'll tell you some other things that people want for their running needs. Emerson Pratt says anything by Run Disney. And, of course, you can get Run Disney things on the Disney – is it Disney.com? The DisneyStore.com website. They have running things on there too. And then let's see. Amy Peterson says, or Patterson says, she wants money to buy stuff at the expo in January. And I agree. You have to kind of save up some money because there's so many cool pieces of clothing and other things there too. Our buddy Fred Block just wants to be at Walt Disney World. Barb Kennedy wants a Disney gift card, and Casey Zinnen wants to just participate in a Disney half. That's their wish for a holiday gift. Anybody else? Anything Disney related that you'd like?
I wish they would make a Disney marathon or Goofy Challenge or something visor, but they are not fans of visors at Run Disney.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
So I'm hoping, fingers crossed.
I guess my Disney Christmas wish would be I wish they would do a male version of the Tinkerbell half marathon. I think we talked about that before. I think it'd be cool to do a kind of this over the top rugged, you know,
like a pirates.
Yeah, pirates or, you know, yeah, Captain Hook thing or I don't know, or, you know, or Wreck-It Ralph or whatever. I think that'd be kind of cool to obviously ladies would be welcome, but it would have kind of a male tone to it.
That's great. Anything else, Mike?
I think I would like to see a Disney Midnight Marathon weekend. Ooh. Where the race would begin at midnight and most people would finish maybe as the sun's coming up. I don't know.
That would be awesome. I would be the first guy to sign up for that.
Yeah, I think
that
would be interesting.
And you're not a big night race guy.
But no, I'm not. But I mean, I think it would be interesting, and I think it would be it'd be interesting to run through all four parks at night.
And then maybe have, instead of like the wine and dine after party, maybe have like a breakfast party in one of the parks.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Here's a wrinkle to that, Mike. Is they turn off outside of the parks, but on everything else, no lights. You have to wear a headlamp.
Oh my gosh.
That would be cool.
I think you have to do that now anyways with some of
Wow. Okay, Mike, I'm going to turn it back over to you. I think we have our Disney Runner covered here, unless anybody else has any other things that we didn't have on the list.
Don't forget socks.
Yes. I'm sorry, Steve. Of course.
Socks make a great stocking stuffer.
Yes, put stockings in the stocking.
That's right.
Can I throw in one more thing?
Of course.
This is my go-to, couldn't run a long race without it item. It's the Amphipod Airflow Endurance Waist Pack. And I've tried everything under the sun, every kind of bag to hold your goos and your phone. And this one holds everything, including a spare camera for the Disney Marathon. So
Say it one more time. Amphipod.
Amphipod is the brand.
Okay.
And it's called the Airflow Endurance. And
God,
it looks
Helen,
like
what you do to me.
This thing has been everywhere with me through millions of races, and it doesn't bounce, and it holds everything.
Ooh, I just thought of something else too. That's a great idea. A road ID. It's a great thing to get a runner, and I don't actually have one. The road ID, you can get it for your wrist. I got one for Mike a few years ago, and you can get one for your sneaker. And they're not that expensive, and I think it's really good. It has your contact information, if something were to happen to you, who to call, and I think it's really important that especially if you're going any length run, it's a good thing to have.
Great
and
suggestion.
As a bonus, you can attach your gym boss to your road ID and wear it on your wrist.
Oh, you're so clever. So, on your wrist, do you attach it?
I do. I wear my red ID on my wrist and I clip my gym boss to it. So they're always together. I never leave the house without them.
Okay, Mike, should we wrap it up?
I believe we have covered it. And so for those of you who were listening, you're welcome for us giving you ideas to give to your running loved one, friend, foe, colleague, business partner, or favorite podcaster. So
if you're one of the names that we read, you could just have your family listen to this and say, oh, I didn't know that we had to say it on the air. But yes, I do want them.
Exactly. Exactly. Helen, we want to thank you for bringing your expertise to the show tonight.
Thank you, Helen.
Oh, it was really fun to be here. Thank you.
And we will see you in about 5 weeks, I guess, at the Walt Disney World 2013 Marathon Weekend, as well as Steve and Michelle and myself. So for Steve and Michelle and for Helen, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road. Sometimes I feel like a big snowman that's falling under a plow. But tonight I'm on top of the world. We're gonna bring it around somehow. Christmas has started now.